السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أحمده سبحانه وأستعينه وأتوب إليه وأستغفره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد، يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد عليه أفضل الصلاة والتسليم هو رسول الله وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وعلى صحبه وعلى من اتبع هداه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. I bear witness that there is no other God but Allah, praise to Him and His Highness, who has sent His messengers to lead humanity to His wisdom out of the darkness of this world. And I bear witness that Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, is the seal of all messengers of Allah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send peace, blessing to his soul and to the believers until the day of judgment. My khutbah today, brothers and sisters in Islam, is about al-wafa'u bi'ahdillah, fulfilling the promises, fulfilling the covenant with Allah, fulfilling the contracts with people. In fact, the human civilization would not stand a moment of mistrust, meaning people agree on things, then they denigrate, they refute, they break their promises to each other. Whether it is a contract, a written contract, عقد, whether it is a covenant with Allah, عهد, or whether it is a promise among people, whether it is parents promising a child, then breaking the promise, then you are teaching the child it's okay to do that. Or in the public space, we sell and buy, and we have an agreement in business. I'm going to provide you with the money. In return, you give me the commodity, the goods we agreed upon. And one of them may break the contract. One of them may not pay the money exactly, or one is paying the money and the other is not delivering the right commodity or the right goods. This would lead to mistrust, and this would break the human civilization. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in his book, he warned us against that. And he taught us that we should fulfill our promises to each other. We should fulfill our covenant with him, ahd. And whether this promise or these are written in contracts or verbal promises, we should keep that. As Muslims, we should live by that and we spread it in the world. I say this because these days you may hear that one society is reneging against treaties or agreements with other societies. This would lead to chaos in the international system, as it leads to chaos in the family system or in community system. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. O you who have believed, fulfill the contracts. This is just a direct command from Allah to us. If you are a true Muslim, a true believer, you have to fulfill the contract. You have to live up to the expectations. You have to do what you were obligated to do. That's command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah At-Tawbah, chapter 9, verses 55 to 57, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ عَاهَدَ اللَّهَ لَأَنْ أَتَانَا مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّا وَلَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخُلُوا بِهِ وَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ مُعْرِضُونَ فَأَعْقَبَهُمْ نِفَاقًا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقُونَهُ بِمَا أَخْلَفُوا اللَّهَ مَا وَعَدُوهُ وَبِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing some people who describe them as munafiq, hypocrite. A hypocrite for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who says something and doesn't fulfill it, doesn't do it. And some interpreters said it applied to some people in Medina at that time. But it is really valid all the time, across centuries until the end of days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, there are some people, the hypocrites whom Allah dislikes, they have a covenant with God. They promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, if you just give me more, and I will pay sadaqah, charity and zakah. I am poor now, just please Allah, give me some more money. And I will show you, I will spend like you commanded me to spend. فَلَمَّا أَتَاهُمْ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ بَخِلُوا بِهِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave those who ask. You know, every Friday we say, ادْعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَنْتُمْ مُكُنُونَ بِالْإِجَابَةِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَرِيبٌ مُجِيبُ الدَّعَوَاتِ. When you ask Allah, Allah is promising to answer your call. So he is there for the sick person to be recovered, for the poor to be better off, for the patient to be better off, or for a family member who is in trouble, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you some rescue. This is a promise from Allah. So we ask Allah. And Allah is describing some people who ask me and I give them, then they forget their promise. And they become stingy, miserly. They don't spend. As if the money is there with them before. You ask for the money, or you ask for health, you ask for security, you ask for a favor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving it to you. Once this happens, then you should fulfill your side of the promise. You should do what you promised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned them that their destination is punishment in the Day of Judgment. Another scene Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is portraying for us, showing us scenes. It's like He is a great teacher for us, giving us illustrations, mental illustrations. Group of people in the sea, and in the old days, traveling by ships, the main means of transportation. We don't do that anymore because of oceans. We use airplanes, but in the old days, yes, ships were the main means of transportation between people. And storms may happen and overturn the ships, and people are killed. So when people are in trouble, afraid to be killed by the storm, they ask Allah, "Oh, please, God, rescue us, help us, save us. And when we get to the land, we will behave in a good way, just like you commanded us." And He said, some people, after I rescue them, I save them from drowning in the sea. And you can imagine here the word sea, the trouble, any kind of trouble, financial, psychological, security, job-wise, family-wise. Then they renege, they forget about the promise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Yunus, this is chapter 10, verse 23, فَلَمَّا أَنْجَاهُمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَبْغُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. When He saved them, then they are not doing the right thing on the land. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّمَا بَغْيُكُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Those who do that, do wrong, it's on them. مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا ثُمَّ إِلَيْنَا مَرْجِعُكُمْ فَنُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. This is just worldly, secular thing. Short time, this dunya. So when you have the chance to do right, you should do it. Otherwise, وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ, there is punishment in the Day of Judgment. And in Surah Al-Nahl, this is chapter 16, verses 91 and 92. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أوفوا بعهد الله إذا عاهدتم ولا تنقضوا الأيمان بعد توكيدها وقد جعلتم الله عليكم كفيلا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ. Keep your promises, your covenant with Allah. This is between you and Him. Nobody else knows about that. Sometimes we wish for things, we don't tell it to family members, to your spouse or children, they don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answering it, when it's between you and Him, then you keep your promise. And especially if there are oaths. Actually, in our system in the world today, when you go to court, they ask you to raise your hand and say, do you swear to say the truth, nothing but the truth? And you say, I do. So you are actually the law would not prosecute a person until he or she says that under oath. It's a big thing. This is here. What about under oath with your Creator? It should be harder. We should think about it. And He gave us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the second ayah 92 of Surah Al-Nahl, chapter 16, a scene about a woman who used to be in Mecca. Maybe it's a parable an example, and maybe it's true. Some interpreters said it was true, and some say this is just a parable example. A woman who would do knitting wool or the threads and making clothes, and after she finishes, then she destroys everything she does. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the ones who break their promises are like this woman. After a long time of working hard, making clothing, then she finishes, she cancels, she does away with what she does. So anyone who, instead of getting the benefits of keeping your promise with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the opposite happens. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّتِي نَقَضَتْ غَزْلَهَا مِنْ بَعْدِ قُوَّةٍ أَنْكَاثًا. Don't be like the one who destroyed her own work in knitting. تَتَّخِذُونَ أَيْمَانَكُمْ دَخَلًا بَيْنَكُمْ. Don't take your oaths, your promises lightly. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. And if you do, dakhalan means khiyana, betrayal. So actually, when we promise each other and we break the promise, it's really khiyana, it's betrayal. You are betraying the other person. The most famous form is in marriage. But it applies to all aspects of life, actually. Any kind of promise, because marriage is exclusive contract between a man and a woman. And if anyone of them goes aside, sideways, this is betrayal of the other person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that any kind of breaking promises is really betrayal of the other party. You shouldn't do that. عن حذيفة رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول من شرط لأخيه شرطا لا يريد أن يفي له به فهو كالمدلي جاره إلى غير منفعة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said in this hadith related to this topic is that we should never promise a brother or sister of something that we intentionally from the beginning we're not going to keep. This is lying and betrayal together. And another hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said, ما نقض قوم العهد إلا كان القتل بينهم. Here we are talking not about an individual قوم, and it can be community, society, a country, a state. ما نقض قوم العهد إلا كان القتل بينهم. If a society, if a community starts to practice breaking the promises, then wait for murders and killing among them, because somebody will be indignated, somebody will be angry, the wrong party, and they would make avenge themselves and killing would happen. وَلَا ظَهَرَتِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ إِلَّا صَلَّطَ عَلَيْهُمُ الْمَوْتِ. And if obscene sins are spread in a nation, in a community, also there will be a lot of deaths among them. وَلَا مَنَعَ قَوْمٌ الزَّكَاةَ إِلَّا حُبِسَ عَنْهُمُ الْمَطَرِ. And if a community or a society starts not to pay zakah, which is a right actually of the poor on the money of the wealthy, it's a right, حَقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. It's not really something you just want to be kind and give. It's Allah is saying, when you come to this world, you have nothing. I have given you all these blessings, including the money. The poor people have a right in this. If a community starts stopping zakah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised that يَحْبِسْ عَنْهُمُ الْمَطَرِ, stop rains on them. The meaning of that, agricultural societies in which there are no rivers, they depend on rain. So without rain, plants die and animals die. Life stops. The meaning, the livelihood, not literally rain, In this case, the livelihood would be harder on them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who keep their promises, who keep their covenants, who keep their contracts, and ask Allah, He is close, He is near, answering your call. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. In Surah Yasin, chapter 36, verses 60 and 61, Allah سبحانه وتعالى says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم ألا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these two verses says, talking to human beings, sons of Adam, mankind, humankind, He said, I have told you, don't worship a shaitan. Worshiping a shaitan is following him. Why? He is your clear enemy. And we learn this from the story of Adam alayhi salam. Allah told him, don't listen to the shaitan, he is your enemy. وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ. But worship me, this is the straight path. How do we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By fulfilling, observing His commands. So, this is the covenant with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That humanity is created to enjoy life in this world. In return, you worship Allah. And if you think about worshiping Allah, all the ways of worship are for our own happiness, for better health, for security, for stability, for love and compassion. So you listen to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you observe His commands, that's worship, that's ibadah, that's the covenant with Allah. So if not doing that is breaking the covenant. Then He told us about the losers. Who are the losers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 27. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَنْقُضُونَ عَهْدَ اللَّهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِيثَاقِهِ. The losers are those who break their covenants with Allah. وَيَقْطَعُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ بِهِ أَنْ يُوصَلْ. And they cut whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted you to do, or them to do, they don't do. وَيُفْسِدُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. And they corrupt earth. How do they corrupt earth? People are working hard and you are destroying their work. People are going the right path and they block their path. They cause trouble to believers. That's corruption of earth. Anything we construct, we build generation after generation, whether it is science, whether it is technology, whether it is rules or values, المفسدون في الأرض are those who corrupt these, who destroy these things for other people. أولئك هم الخاسرون. Those are the losers. So in the eye of Allah, the losers are the ones who break promises. They do not do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants them to do, and they corrupt earth. Al-Ahd also, the covenant is mentioned in previous context, like the one with Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is Al-Baqarah, the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 124. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنْ قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا قَالَ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى listen to إبراهيم عليه السلام asking him, supplicating for him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will make you a leader for the people. Actually, not only in his time, but until the day of judgment. As long as there are Muslims who make prayers in tashahud, we pray for Ibrahim and his family. Then Ibrahim said, I want you also to do good things, not only for me, but for my descendants. So everyone who is descending from me. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, not for everyone. Anyone who is oppressive will not get that. My mercy does not apply to al-zalimeen, the oppressive ones. Dhulm in Islam or in the Quran means oppressing others, doing injustice to others, but basically doing injustice to themselves. So somebody doing something wrong, then he or she is doing something wrong to themselves, because they would be punished for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, no, I'm not going to give you a blank check for you and your descendants. Any descendants who are doing the right thing, it's okay. But if anybody doing the wrong thing, it's not okay. They don't get that. And finally, in Surah Al-Baqarah also, chapter 2 of the Holy Quran, verses 40 to 42, and it is also about the previous context, the children of Israel. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Bani Israel, اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم. O children of Israel, remember my favors I granted you. وَأَوْفُوا بِعَهْدِي أَوْفِي بِعَهْدِكُمْ. Fulfill the covenant with me, then I fulfill my covenant with you. وَإِيَّايَ فَرْحَبُونَ. And fear me. You don't have a blank check to do anything you want. If you observe the covenant, the promise, which is doing good, not corrupting earth and causing corruption. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very clear about us and told us in so many context areas in the Holy Quran to keep our promises to each other, particularly to keep the contract, written or verbal, but most important to keep our covenant with Him by observing His commands. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those so we can be winners in this life and in the hereafter. Ameen. Allahumma ighfir lil muslimin wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya'u minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qareebun mujibu ad da'awat ya rabbil alamin. Allahumma la tad'a lana fi hadha al yawm al 'azim dhanban illa ghafarta wala daynan illa sadadta wala maridan illa shafaita ولا غائبا إلا رددته ولا حاجة شرعية إلا قضيتها لنا يا كريم. اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Straight in the line and complete there.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم لأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون، ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم، ثم لترونها عين اليقين، ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.